Begin the current daf, Maseftas Menachas, daf Mem Hei. Begin 9 lines down at the top of the Amud. But the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, which we explained the Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, is regarding things that are na ma'akev ze'azeh, you could have one without the other. So the Mishnah said, the bulls and the rams and the lambs, which come on different times, which specifically the Gemara had said, that applies to Rosh Chodesh, and certain karbanos that come on Shavuos, that the karbanos, the bulls, the rams apply to the different ones on Shavuos, that the Namakav says, even if you don't bring the full tally, the full quota that it says to bring on that Yom Tov, including Rosh Chodesh, still it's going to be valid, whatever it is that you could bring. Related to that halacha, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, which quotes a pasuk in Yecheskel. It says, of a Yom HaChodesh, on the day of the month, so par ben bakar tam, you bring a young bull that's unblemished, the shisha kavasim va'ayil, 6 lambs and a ram, to me and you, they should be unblemished. Now, on that says the Braisa, par matam alaymer. What is it teaching when it's saying that you bring a bull? Where do we find in the Torah that on Rosh Chodesh, which is the B'yem HaChodesh, the day of the new month, that you bring a par? On that says the Braisa, Lafisha Nemabat Torah par, because you're right, in the Torah it doesn't say you bring a bull, you bring bulls. As we said in the previous daf, when they said in the Mishnah, the parim and the kavasim and namakim zezeh, we said that fits into the category of Rosh Chodesh, that there is more than one bull that you bring, and it's not going to be ma'akim. But since the Torah says bulls, therefore, you needed this pasuk in Yecheskel to tell you as follows. From where do you know if you don't find 2 bulls to bring, you only have 1, that you should bring that 1? That's what the pasuk is teaching in Yecheskel, that you could even bring 1. Yes, the Torah says Bereshit you should bring 2, but if you don't have 1, then you'll bring even just 1, like we said in the Halacha of the Mishnah, that then Menam Akiv Zazah. Now, Shisha kavasim matam alema. What is the pasuk teaching when it says that on Rosh Chodesh you should bring 6 lambs? You don't bring 6 lambs on Rosh Chodesh. Says the Braisa, the same idea. Lafisha kasav ateres shiva. Since the Torah says in b'mid b'chafchas kavasim b'nei shana shiva, you actually bring 7 lambs on Rosh Chodesh. So minayin shimle matzah shiva yavi shisha. Where do you know if you don't find 7, you only have 6, then you bring 6? Tam alema shisha. That's what the pasuk is teaching in Yecheskel, that you bring 6. And how do you know that if you don't find 6, you'll bring 5? Or if you don't have 5, you'll bring 4. If you don't find 4, you'll bring 3. If you don't find 3, you'll bring 2. And even if you'll just find 1, you could bring it. It's not all or nothing. That's what the pasuk teaches afterwards. The next pasuk says, and for lambs, as much as they can muster up, as they can gather, which says whatever it is that you got, Hashem will take, which is you even have 1 out of the 7, that should also be brought, because it's not an all or nothing, it's not ma'akev zeze. Now that, therefore, the Gemara asks, so me'achad d'chsev hachi, but if we already have the pasuk that says regarding the lambs, kasher tasek yadah, whatever you got, you should bring, so shisha kavasim only, then why is the previous pasuk in Yecheskel say to bring 6 lambs, which you said is to tell you the drasha that even though the Torah says to bring 7, but if you don't have 7, you bring 6, it already says bring whatever you have, which is even 1. What do you need the pasuk of 6? And that says the Braisa, the kamod de'efshal adur madrinan. What it's telling us is because, but as much as you could bring, then you have to bring. As the Braisa continues and says, Uminain, from where do we know? Ishma Akvin says that if let's say you do have 2 bulls or you have 7 lambs, that you cannot bring one and not the other, that you do have to bring it. Tamalama Yu, that's what it teaches, that the 6 lambs and the ram, Tamimim Yiyu, which the term Yiyu always connotes Havaya, Bava Yasniha, you have to bring exactly as it is, which is, yes, if you don't have all, but whatever you do have to bring, and you cannot just bring 1 out of the 6. And that's what it tells you to bring 6, because when you have the 6, you have to bring 6. You can't just bring 1, Kasher Tasek Yodi. Continuing on this theme, the Gemara brings another pasuk in Yecheskel. Koyam Hashem Alikim, so says Hashem God, Berishain, in the first month, Be'echel HaChodesh, in the first of the month, so Aleph Nisan, Tikach Par Ben Bakar Tam, you should take a young bull that's unblemished, V'chiteis HaSemekdash, and you should purify the Beis HaMekdash, the temple. Now, Chiteisa? What do you mean? Why is it Chiteisa, which sounds like it's a Karban Chatas? But Oilehi, the Parim, the bulls that are brought on Rosh Chodesh, which this is talking about Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it says in B'mid B'chavches, they're Ayla, they're not a Karma Chatas. So what's this pasuk in Yecheskel saying? So it says, Parsha Zu, this Parsha in Yecheskel, Eliyo Asal Darsh Eliyahu Navi will ultimately expound it, but up until Eliyahu Navi comes and explains to us, we have no way of understanding this. It's a good question. What is it calling it a Chatas when it's an Ayla? Now Rav Hashem says, no, I'll explain this pasuk. It says, Miluim hikrivu b'mei Ezra. In the days of Ezra, when they rebuilt the second Beis HaMikdash, they made a malum, inauguration procedure, which that's what the Yechezkel was prophesizing regarding the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, which they sacrificed miluim, and they did a kedech shekrivi b'mei Moshe, just like they did in the days of Moshe Beinu. And then just like in the days of Moshe Beinu, they had, after the Shivis Yimei HaMiluim, that what's called the Shmini LeMiluim, which the eighth final day of the inauguration was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, as the Gemara says in Shabbos Tav Pei Zayin Med Aleph, which was Berishon Me'echel HaChodesh, on the first month and the first of the month. As the Brisa teaches that there were 10 crowns, the 10 great things that happened on that day. And then they sacrifice an egel ben bakar lechatos. So it's over here, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they brought a par for a chatos. So you're right, a regular Rosh Chodesh doesn't have it. But it's not because of Rosh Chodesh, it was because of the miluim that Yechezkel was prophesizing regarding when Ezra rededicated the second base of Mikdash. Tanah Melachah, similar to this machlekes in the Brisa. B'Yudai Mehi says, Parshas Eliyahu Asla Darsha, Eliyahu is going to ultimately explain it, because we don't understand what is the Tom and Yechezkel about a carbon on Rosh Chodesh that's a chatas when really it's an ayla. On that, Amar Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael said to him, what do you mean? Miluim hikrivu b'mei Ezra, it's a prophecy regarding the inauguration that they did in the days of Ezra, kedech shekivu b'mei Moshe, which was a chatas on the inauguration. So Amalai, so on that, Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Yisrael, Tenuch daitcha, your mind should be put at ease, shehenach daiti, because you put my mind at ease with your explaining of this pasuk. Now, we're another difficult pasuk in Yechezkel, continuing to a different topic, called Nevelo Trefa. It says any Nevelo Trefa, which are not kosher meats, which is either that it died or has a fatal flaw, min ha'oif and behemba, says the pasuk, from the bird or from the animal, lo yichla kan v'kan men alat to eat it. Now that the question is, Ka'anim hudu lo yichlu? Only Ka'anim cannot eat Nevelo Trefa, ha Yisrael achim, but a regular Yisrael non-kain could eat? What do you mean? The Torah says no one could eat a Nevelo Trefa. So Rabbi Yechon, it says here, like in the previous discussion, it says, Parsha Eliyahu Asla Darsha. This Parsha Eliyahu is going to ultimately explain, we don't understand this. What does it mean, Kahanim, when it's every Jew? Ravinami says, no, I'll explain it. Kahanim Itzrukhalei. The Pasuk had to tell you a Chiddush yet, that in Kahanim, that they cannot eat Nevelo Trefa. Kasalka, I mean, you would have thought to say, Hail V'ishti Malika L'Gabayu, since Kahanim are permitted to eat the birds that are not slaughtered in the Beis HaMikdash, actually have Malika done with it, which is the Kohen taking his thumb and severing the neck, which essentially, for any regular non-Kohen, is Nevela. So since they could eat Malika in the Beis HaMikdash, so Tishtu Nam and Nevela Trefa, we would think that for them, Shechita is not required. They could even eat Nevelas and Trefas. Kamash Malan, that's right to say that, no, the Avodah of the Karbanas Aiv, that's when Malika is done, and that they could eat, but other animals and birds that are not slaughtered, that are Nevela Trefa, that are forbidden even for the Kohen. Similarly, another difficult, which we had quoted this pasuk before in Yechezkel, continuing on this theme of difficult pasukim in Yechezkel, says v'chein tasta b'shiva b'chodesh. So too, we spoke about the first of the month of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Then the pasuk says over there v'chein tasta b'shiva b'chodesh. So too, you should do on the seventh of the month. Me'ish shaygu umipesi, from a person that made a mistake and from a fool. V'chiparat mesabais, and you should atone for the Beis HaMikdash. Now the question is shiva. On the 7th of Nisan, where do we ever know that there's a certain holiday or something, a day that has to have a karbanis that are brought on the 7th of the month of Nisan? So Rabbi Yechon, he says, the pasuk is to be interpreted as follows. Elu shiva shvatim shachatu. It's not talking about a day in the month, as we'll see, that the pasuk is being interpreted as follows. It's talking about 7 of the 12 tribes that sinned. And the pasuk is saying that v'chein tasa, so you should do, meaning, what do you mean so you should do? It's going back on the previous pasuk, which was told about what they did on the first of the month of Nisan, that to tikach par b'makar, to take a young bull, it's saying so too you should do when on the seventh, what's seven? Seven refers to when 7 out of the 12 tribes sin, that then you have to bring also a par, which is a par helm davar, which is when the Sanhedrin make an erroneous ruling and the Jewish people as a whole follow that erroneously. On that, the pasuk is being mechadish, that if even just 7 of the 12 tribes sin, and moreover, va'afa pi she'ein, and even though these 7 tribes are not rubishal kal, they're not a majority of the Jewish people, even though they're the most of the tribes, but they're not the most of the actual numbers themselves, so you would think to say that they would be considered like individual sinners, and therefore every single person would have to bring their own private female sheep or female goat. Even so, that's the chiddush of the pasuk that's saying that since the majority of the tribes, they're considered as a majority of the Jewish people, when the Sanhedrin make an erroneous ruling, and the majority of the Jewish people follow that and act on that, then it's just a bull that's brought, and they don't have to bring their individual karbanas. And that's how you understand the pasuk when it says, so too you should do, meaning what should you do, like the previous pasuk said, to bring a parben bakar. Beshiva, when seven of the tribes sin, chaydish, what does that mean? It doesn't mean the seventh of the month. It means imchidshu, if the Sanhedrin make a novel ruling, prohibitively, in a mistake, in regards to that's what's really prohibited, va'amru chaylev mutra, and they say that forbidden fats are actually permitted. That's what the pasuk continues and says, mi'ish shayge umipesi, meaning that the people now erroneously follow that ruling, and now they eat the forbidden fats by mistake. That's when they bring a par. Malamed, this teaches this pasuk in Yecheskel she'in chayoven, that there's no obligation of the par helm davar shel tzibur, el al helm davar, only together with when it was a mistake that the Sanhedrin had made and they had ruled that chaylev is permitted, im shigiz maisa, together with the action of the mistake that the public eats the forbidden fats by mistake because they were following the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin. That's how you read the pasuk of v'chein tasa. So too should you bring the par b'shiva, if it's the seven tribes b'chedish, if they make a new mistaken ruling me'ishayge me'pesi, when they go ahead and the people follow this ruling b'shayge, then you have the kapara together with this par helm davar shel tzibur. Now, based on all these different drushes that we brought from the difficult understanding of these pesukim in Yecheskel, so Amar Yehuda Merab, he says zachar oisa ish la'tayv, that man should be remembered for the good. V'chanina ben Chizkiya shmei, his name is Chanina ben Chizkiya. Shel malei hu, because if not for him, nigna sefer Yecheskel, they would have buried and hidden the sefer Yecheskel, one of the sefer Tanakh. Why? Shel yedvar v'seishin divrei Torah, because the words in the pesukim in Yecheskel were contradicting the words of the Torah. For example, all those psukim that we brought before, for example, let's say where it was calling the bull brought on Rosh Chodesh Achatas, when we know in the Torah it's really an Ayla, and also all these other examples that we had. Mas, what did he do? Hela Shalish Meis Gavi Shem, he brought up 300 barrels of oil where he wanted to use them for lighting candles to be able to learn through the night and expound the words. B'yashav Ali B'darshan, he sat in the attic and he expounded, and he resolved the difficulties in these psukim, so therefore he should be remembered for the good, because if not for him, we wouldn't have Sefer Yecheskel, they would have concealed it because of the difficulties that it brought up. Now the Gemara continues from our Mishnah, where Amr B'Shimini said, Im ho'ilem parim merubim v'chulu, if they had by these Yom Tovim, which we said that these parim, for example, are not ma'akvin zeh, so there are different holidays when we have to bring many bulls. Now, if as there was a situation where they could afford all the bulls, but then they wouldn't be able to bring their libations, so that said Reb Shimon that instead of doing that, bring the one bull with its libations, than having a lot of bulls without their libations. Now, talking about when the Braisa that explains this, the pasuk says in Yecheskel, ve'efel apar, which efa is a certain measurement for the bull, well, flour, ve'efel ha'ayil, and the efa for the ram. Yaseh mincha, they should make a flour offering, which is there are these minchas nesachim, the flour libations that are brought with the different animals of the korbanos. Ulekvasim kashatasi gadai, and for the lambs, as much as they could muster that they could get. The shemen and oil, you should have a hin la'efa, you should have a hin, which is a certain measurement of oil, for that measurement of efa of flour. Now, Amr B'Shimon, he says, t'chimidas parm ve'elam achasi, is the measurement of bulls and rams the same? That they're calling them both an eifa, which is a certain measurement, but we know that the mincha parim is shleisha esrayim, is 3/10 of an eifa, which that therefore it's difficult in itself that it's calling it an eifa, and the mincha ve'elim is shnei esrayim, like the pasuk says in Bamidbar Tezvav. So Ella rather says Reb Shimon, the pasuk is only coming to tell you that it's better to bring one ram with its eifa, which means the measurement that's appropriate for it, than bringing more without its nasachim. The same idea that Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah. It's teaching Shem Hoylem Par Merubim, meaning that is, if let's say they had enough money, if they wanted to, they could purchase all the bulls and the rams that they need. However, Belahoyu Nesachim, but that is, they wouldn't be able to have any money left over after they buy the rams and the bulls to buy the Nesachim for them. Oh, that's what the pasuk's teaching? No. Rather, Yaviu Par Echad Benesachim, bring the par and its measurements, which is the amount of libations that's supposed to have for the Mechas Nesachim. V'ayikrivu kulam b'lay Nesachim, don't bring all of them without having their libations. So too, v'mhoyu lehem, if let's say they had as a contingent at Bayes, Eilim Arubim, they would be able to purchase many rams, but the lahoyu lehem nefasim, but you're not going to have their measurements, meaning the Nesachim for them. Rather, Yaviu Ayel Echad Ve'efasa, that's what it means to say when it says Eifa, it just means whatever its individual measurement is, bring one with its Nesachim, don't bring all of them without, which is the halacha that Reb Shimon taught in our Mishnah. Nothing more continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme about things that are not ma'akvin zeh zeh. Says the Mishnah, continuing on the theme related to the previous Mishnah, Hapar va'elim va'kvasim, the bull, the rams, and the lambs, which these are all karbanos oila in regards to the karbanos that are brought in Shavuos, which actually we described in the previous daf regarding that this was actually the case of the previous Mishnah regarding the elim, which was talking about the karbanos of Shavuos, which come with the shtei alechem, the hasar, and also the higot, which is the chatas. And all these karbanos are written in the pasuk in Vayikach of Gimel, the kraftim al alechem, that you should bring together with the shtei alechem, the two breads they bring on Shavuos, you should bring shivas kvasim tamimim b'nei shana, seven unblemished year in its first year lambs, ufar ben makar, and a young bull. So these karbanos, ein ma'akvin es alechem, they don't hold back the validity of the shtei alechem of Shavuos. And v'lo alechem ma'akvan, and the breads are not ma'akv them, which means to say that they're independent. If you only have one and not the other, you could bring it. Now, that's regarding the bull, the ram, and the lamb, but specifically the lambs of the oilus, which those are all oilus. And the sar, which is chatas, because actually three types of categories that are brought. There's oilus, chatois, which we mentioned. But then we move into the next one. Halechem ma'akiv es akvasim. But there is one category that the bread is ma'akiv, which are the shnei kvasim, the two lambs that are shlamim, that are brought with the shtei halechem. There, if you don't bring the breads, you cannot bring those two lambs of the shlamim. But the lambs do not withhold the validity of the breads. Meaning, if you don't have the two kvasim of the shlamim, you still could bring the shtei halechem on Shavuos. That's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. On that, Rabbi Shimon Ben Anan says, "Lo, no, the other way around. Ki ela kvasim akvinas alechem. To the contrary, the keves, the two lambs that are the shlamim, they are necessary to bring the breads. V'alechem einim akves hakvasim. But the breads are not necessary to be able to bring the two lambs of the shlamim." And he brings a proof. So Shekein Metzinu, so because so too we find Kishal Yisrael Bamidbar Men Shana, when the Jews were in the desert for the 40 years after they left Egypt, Karbu Kvasim Alelechem, they brought the lambs on Shavuos without the breads. And the way we know that they brought the lambs without the breads is because the Eimer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, and the Shtei Alechem, which is brought on Shavuos, are only be able to be taken from grain that's from Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara says later on of Pegimel Mabez, and they weren't in Eretz Yisrael yet. So obviously they couldn't bring the Shtei Alechem, and yet they fulfilled the other mitzvahs of bringing the Karbanos, of bringing the two Kvasim. Safkan, Yikivu Kvasim, Lelechem. So also over here, when we are finally in Eretz Yisrael, you could bring the lambs, even if you don't bring the breads. Now, on that, Reb Shimon, he says, Halacha k'divi benanas. Halacha is like this last opinion of benanas, that the lambs are necessary to be able to bring the breads. Aval inatam k'dvarv. But the reason is not like he said, that because he said that in the Midbar, they brought the kvasim of the shlamim without the breads. And that says, Reb Shimon, that's not the case. Because actually, shekola ama b'chumash apikudim, as we mentioned this idea in the previous daf, regarding Shavuos, there are two different categories of karbanos that I mentioned. There are those in Chumash HaPikudim Bamidbar, and there are those in Vayikra. In Bamidbar, like in Parashas Pinchas, there are those that are the Musafim. They're the additional that are brought specifically because it's a Yom Tov, it's a regal. So on that says Rabbi Shimon, all the karbanos that I mentioned in the Sefer Bamidbar, Karv Bamidbar, those they brought in the desert. But v'chol ha'amah b'teres kainim, all those that are mentioned in Sefer Vayikra, for example, the seven lambs and the bull and the rams that are oilis, that are says in the pasuk that they're brought al ha'lechem, and so too the two lambs of shlamim, ain karv b'midbar nalik bananas, as the Gemara will explain, they weren't brought in the midbar. Mishabola or it's karv el v'elu, when they came to Eretzol, then they brought both categories of those in Sefer b'midbar and in Sefer Vayikra. But, So if he's disproving the rationale of Benanus' reason, so he says, so then why do I say that they could bring the lambs without the breads? Seemingly, it should be contingent on the breads. So why is he agreeing to Benanus if he doesn't have his rationale, which the whole thing was based on, that you see in the Midbar that they brought the lambs without the bread? He says, no, they didn't bring those lambs of the Shlamim. So he says, "B'mnei shakvasim matir nesatzman." The reason is as follows: because the lambs, they're the zevach; they permit themselves even without the bread. But you cannot bring the breads without the lambs. Shein lemiyat tiran. There's nothing that permits it. We have to have a matir. So by a carbon, it's the blood that you throw that permits the animal. But in a certain mincha, you take the kaimitz, you throw it on. But by the shtei alechem, that's not the case. So what's going to permit it to be eaten by the kahanim? It's the carbon of the kivsei shlam that what's permits it. So the shlamim permits itself with the blood, and therefore it can be brought by itself. But the shtei alechem has nothing to permit it, but rather the carbon, and therefore you need the kibsei shlamim to permit the shtei alechem, which is like benan salacha, but not like the reasoning that he gave. Now, talking about the b'raisa, continuing on these halachas, the pasuk says in the yikra, v'kraftim al halechem, that you should sacrifice together with these breads, as we mentioned this category of teres kainim in the Mishnah. So it says all those karbanos, the shebes kvasim, tamim, all these different karbanos have to be brought together, and they're coming actually because of the shtei alechem. So says the b'raisa, chayva al halechem. So it sounds like that these karbanos could only be brought with the breads, but not without it. And if there's no breads that are being brought, you can't bring the lamps. Because it says, v'kraftim al halechem. Now, however, the pasuk continues right after that and says, shivas kvasim tamimim, you bring seven unblemished lambs. That sounds like, av pishein lechem. Sounds like it's independent on its own, even though there's no breads. So, im kematam alam al lechem. So what is the pasuk teaching when it's saying on the breads? Which sounds like it is contingent. Is it or is it not? So that says the reisim, malamid is teaches shloi nischaibu b'kvasim. It's just teaching that there was no obligation in bringing the lambs, the two lambs on Shavuos, until they were first obligated in the breads, which, as long as they were in the Midbar, they didn't have the Shtei Alechem because it has to be brought from the grain of Eretz Yisrael. So says Divrei Ptarfon, what he says is that it's just teaching that they didn't actually, as we said, this idea in the Mishnah, which was like the same opinion as Rabbi Kiva, as actually some Rishonim explain, some Mefarshim, that the next word Rabbi Kiva Omer is actually not to be Geiris, because he says the same thing like Reb Tarfon, which is that's explaining his position in the Mishnah, which was that actually in the Midbar they were not brought, which was actually what Reb Shimon was saying like Rabbi Kiva. He just says that he holds like bananas for a different reason, but actually not like bananas. They actually were not brought, those Shtei Kvasim of the Shlamim were not brought in the Midbar. And the reason is, like Reb Tarfon saying, is because that's what you learn from the pasuk when it says v'kraftim al alechem. Only when you're obligating the bread, which in Eretz Yisrael, then you bring these karbanos that are measured in teres kainim. Now Reb Kiva, he says, as we said, he's not disagreeing with what Reb Tarfon says, and therefore that those who take this out of the girsa says yachal hein hein kvasim amurim kan. You would think that the lambs that are mentioned here in Sefer VeYikra hein hein kvasim amurim b'chumash habigudim, they're the same lambs that it says to bring on Shavuos in Sefer Bamidbar. And that says Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Tarfon Amrit, so you're going to say no. Because Keshata Megiyah Eitzel Parim Ba'elam Einan Hein, when you come to counting the bulls and the rams, you see that they're not the same. Because in Taras Kainim and Be'ikachav Gimel, it says that what do you bring on Shavuos? A par Vishne Elam, a bull and two rams. Now, when you go to Chumash Abikudim Ba'midbuch of Ches, it says, what do you bring on Shavuos? You bring Parim Ba'nevok Ushnaim, you bring two young bulls, Va'ayelech and one ram. That's not the same as one bull and two rams. Here it's two bulls and one ram. Ella, rather, says Rabbi Kiva, halalu, these that are mentioned in Sefer Bamidbar, Boin Megalal Atzman, they come on their own merit. They're musafin. They don't need the breads. They're coming because of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Halalu, Boin Megalal Lechem. Those in Sefer VeYikra, they come because of the bread. As we said, that same idea, as Reb Tarfon said before, where they're contingent on the breads, which is only when they come to Eretz Yisrael. So Nimtza comes out, Masha Amar B'chamash HaBikudim Kar B'Midbar. What was said in Sefer B'Midbar, they did sacrifice in the desert. Masha Amar B'Teres Kainim L'Kar B'Midbar. What it says in Sefer Yikra, they did not bring in the Midbar, like we said, because they weren't obligated in the Kvasim before they were obligated in the breads. Now, that the Gemara, however, asks on that logic, how do you know to prove that B'Midbar is different B'Yikra? Because they're different amounts, and if we could obviously understand they're different, and we could say that one they brought in the Midbar, one not. But B'Dilma Parim B'Elam Lav Inhu. You're right. Maybe the bulls and the rams are not the same. But ha-kavasim inu ninu, but the number of lambs are the same in both, in Sefer Yikra and Sefer Bamidbar. Maybe they are the same. So how are you proving that those in Bamidbar they did bring, but those in Yikra not? Maybe it's the same ones. And just like we said, they didn't bring it without the breads, they didn't bring those in Bamidbar. And that says the Gemara, no, minahani ishtanu, from the fact that regarding the bulls and the rams, we said they're different in Yikra and Bamidbar, and if we said they're actually different karbanas. So haninami dachrini, so those regarding the lambs are also going to be different, even though they're the same number of seven. It doesn't make a difference. They're still different. And actually on Shavuos, you bring both. It's not the same ones. They're actually different karbanas. But that is the Gemara, uparm ve'el me'may dishtanu. How do you know the whole premise that you're saying that they're actually different and they're you need both, the Yikra and Bamidbar? Dim hachikam rachman. Maybe this is what the Torah is saying. That actually it's only one. You're not bringing, it's not saying in the same place. Maybe it's giving you options. Maybe if you want, like it says in one parasha, and say Vayikra, you can bring a bull and two rams. And Iboy, if you want, the Torah in Bamidbar gives you a different option. You can bring two bulls and one ram. But maybe it's the same seven lambs that you always have to bring, and it's just regarding the bulls and the rams that it gives you an option. So how do you know that these two different, that you actually have to have both of them? Maybe it's just either or, and different, the kvasim are the same. So it's the Gemara, no, medishtani sidron. From the fact that their orders are different, in Torah's kainim, it first says kvasim, lambs, then par, and then elam. However, in Bamidbar, in Parashat Pinchas, it says to be makar of the parim, then elam, then kvasim. So since it changes the orders, shema menachrinin, and obviously they're different karbonas, and therefore they're actually independently required. And one category was brought in the Midbar, and one was not until they came to Eretz Yisrael. Now the Mishnah had said that halechem ma'akav es hakvasim, which was actually machloik, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, is it that the breads are integral to be able to bring the lambs? Or is it like the other opinion actually says that the lambs are integral for the breads? So we have opposite machlekes, which is one opinion holds that the bread is ma'akav the kvasim, and kvasim are not ma'akav the lechem. Other one says, no, the kvasim is ma'akav the lechem is not ma'akav the kvasim. So now the Gemara explains their machlekes. My time in Rabbi Kiva, what's the reason of Rabbi Kiva that he holds that the breads are necessary to bring the kvasim, to bring the two lambs of the shlam on Shavuos? So says the Gemara as follows. Gamar Yihu, he learns out the terminology that says Yihu, that it says by the Shtei HaLechem, where it says in Vayikrach of Gimel, it says that there's the two lambs, that the Kohen elevates on the first breads that are brought, which are brought on Shavuos in the Beis HaMikdash, they should be for Hashem to the Kohen. So it used the terminology of Yihu. Now Yihu, we always say, is Havaya, which means to say it has to be as it is, it's an absolute, that this is integral. Now, but the problem is, we don't know when it says Yihu, what is that going on? What's integral? There's two elements that are mentioned over there. There's the breads, and there's the two lambs of the shlam that are brought with the breads. So which one is it that's integral for the other one? Is it the breads or is it the lambs? Now, so different, Bekiva learns. Yihu, he learns mitiyana. From the Torah that it says, soilis tiyana, that fine flour it should be. It also used the terminology of havaya. So he learns, malahal, and just like over there, that havaya is going on the lechem, on the bread, afkan lechem. Here also when it says, yiyu, it should be, that it's integral. Which one's integral? The bread. Meaning to say, it's integral that you cannot bring the lambs until you bring the breads. But the lambs are not integral for the breads. But a bananas, gomer, yiyu, yiyu. He learns that this terminology of yiyu, from the pasuk where it says by the seven lambs, that it says, yiyu oil Hashem, they should bring an oil to Hashem. So malahal and kvasim, just like over there it says yiyu, it refers to the lambs, afkan kvasim. Also over here when it says integral, yiyu, it refers to the lambs. So therefore he holds that actually the lambs are integral for the bread, but not that the bread is integral for the lambs. Now that is the Gemara, but a benan is naminilif mitiyana. He should learn like Rabbi Kiva, learn yiyu from tiyana, and say malahal and lechem, afkan lechem. Maybe it's referring to the breads, not to the lambs. And that says the Gemara, no, dun and yu, miyu. He learns the exact word that it says over here, from it says by the lambs, where it says yu also, vein dun and yu, mi tiyana. He doesn't learn, although the root is the same, but it's not the same word, and therefore he doesn't learn it from tiyana. That has the Gemara, but my nafkim, what's the difference if it's not the exact same wording? Hatan de baby shmal, but we learn the Brisa Yeshiva Bishmal, that he says regarding to the laws of a nega tsaras, it says, Veshava koin, the koin comes back to check the house if it has a nega, uva koin, the koin comes, which he says, Zehu Shiba Zehu Bia. The coming back and the coming, it's the same thing, they're all coming. So there it's even actually different, a little bit different idea and different words for sure, but since it means the same thing, we actually learn the halachas and compare them. So for sure, you could learn from Tiana. And that's the Gemara, Hanamil Hecha Deleka the Damile. But that's only if there's nothing else more comparable to it. So then you'll go ahead and learn it even Shiva from Bia. And then, yeah, you would learn you from Tiyana. But Abel Hecha Deleka the Damile, if there's something more comparable, like here you have the same exact word, Yiu and Yiu, Mid the Damile Yelfin, you learn that from that which is more comparable. And therefore he learns that from Yiu, from the Kvasim, and not from Tiyana, which refers to the bread. So now the Gemara asks, Rebbe Kiva Nami Leilef Yiu Miyu. He shows you learn that Yiu from Yiu. Why is he learning from Tiyana? Says the Gemara, because Dun and Dover, Shematan al-Kayin, he learns that we'd rather learn out something that's a gift to the Kayin, which is the Havaya in this Pasuk, whichever one we're talking about, both the breads and the lambs of the Shlam are gifts that are given to the Kayin, but just we're not sure which one's Yiyu, which one's the one that's integral. You're going to learn it out Midavish Shematan al-Kayin, from something that's also a gift to the Kayin, which is the Shteha Lechem, and therefore he learns it from Tiyana, La Fuki Hani de Elisnanu. In contrast, the Pasuk that his disputant is learning out from, Benanis, he's learning out from the pasuk that refers to lambs, that they're oilus over there. They're not gifts given to the Kayin. So therefore he learns that rather from Tiyana, because they're both matanis l'kayin, which is both the Shtei HaLechem and the Kivsei Shlam that are brought with it, which is either one that we're referring to, and we're not sure which one, but we know whichever one that's a gift, from something that's a gift to the Kayin. In contrast, here the pasuk that Benanis is learning out from, is not from something that's not a gift to the Kayin. Or the Gemara says, V'ibayisim, if you want, you could say an explanation of the machlekes of Benanus and Rabbi Kiva, not like we said that they're learning at Yiyu, and the question is which Yiyu they're learning out from, but rather Bekra Gufik HaMefli. Their machlekes is how to understand the pasuk itself, not from an outside source like where you compare it to, but how to discern the translation of the pasuk itself, because the pasuk is Beyikra, Kaidish Yiyu LaShem LaKayim, which the pasuk we're talking about says Yiyu, which is word and show, what does it refer to, what's the one that's ma'akiv, that it has to be as it is. So it says, they should be holy, for Hashem for the kain. So Rabbi Kiva Sava, he holds, how do you translate this pasuk? A zehu davar shakulu l'kain. What's something that's totally given to the kain? Because it says it goes l'kain. In contrast, the lambs, there it's not totally given to the kain like Benana says, because the emurim, the sacrificial parts, are actually put on the mizbeach. So he says, Havoim is alechem. That's the breads. The shtei alechem are not put onto the mizbeach at all. It's all given to the kain. And therefore he says it refers to the breads, and they're the ones that are ma'akim. Ubenanis, but he says, Miksiv Kodesh Yu LaKoin, does it say that they should be holy for the Koin? No. Rabbi Kiva, you're missing a word. Kodesh Yu LaShem LaKoin, it says they should be holy for Hashem to the Koin. What does that mean? Ezehu Davish and Miktas LaShem and Miktas LaKoin. What's something that's part goes to Hashem and part goes to the Koin? Havalimelikvasim, you'd say that's the lambs. So obviously he says Yu is going on the lambs, and therefore we say that the lambs are the one that's Ma'ak of the bread, and not the bread being the lambs. But Rabbi Kiva would say no. Miksiv Kodesh Yu LaShem Ulakayin? How can you say the pasuk the way you're saying it? Does it say that these should be holy for Hashem and to the Kayin? If it was the Kvasim, it should say and to the Kayin, as if they're two different parts. Yeah, part goes to Hashem, part goes to the Kanan. LaShem LaKayin, Ksiv, it says Tashem to the Kayin. Well, what does that mean? It's not and. It sounds like, so how could it be Tashem and how could it be just to the Kayin? That's a Rabbi Kiva, because it is referring to the Shtei Alechem. It's talking about something that's totally given to the Kayin. Because you're Avhuna. Rav Huna says, because Kane Hashem and Nasla Kain. First Hashem, so to speak, acquires it, and then he gives it over to the Kain, which is this concept called Meshulchan Gavoy Kazachu. The Kain, yeah, he gets all of it, because it is referring to the Shtei HaLechem. And therefore, that's why Bekidah says that the Lechem is Ma'akim de Kvasim. Why does it say Lashem first? Because it first goes to Hashem, and Hashem then gives it to the Kain, which the primary halacha Rav Huna was said in the Gemara in Baba Kama Koftes Mabez regarding Gezla Ger, when someone steals from a comrade who has no Yarshim, so what does he do with it? So the pasuk says, Ha'ashem Hamushab Lashem LaKayin. What do you mean? It doesn't say Tashem and to the Kayin, because actually all of it is given to the Kayin. So why say Lashem? Because it's given to Hashem, and Hashem gives it to the Kayin. That's the same idea over here, and therefore it's not talking about the Kavasim, it's talking about the Lechem, because it's something that's totally given to the Kayin. Why say Lashem? Because it goes to Hashem, and then Hashem gives it, so to speak, to the Kayin.